Okay, so as much as I talk about how to navigate college, being in college, student loan debt, I can't ignore the thought and the question that popped in my head while I was trying to record a different topic that I don't like that topic anymore. I want to talk about this one. Is college for everybody? And the answer is no. You knew that already, but I do want to talk about it because that perfect example came to my head. Many of us go to college because the career we want, quote unquote, requires it. I'm required to go to school if I want to become an engineer, if I want to become a doctor, a lawyer. I'm required to go if you want to become a nurse, even a teacher. They want to show that you have gone through training and curriculum that will help you be proficient in that profession. Now, it's arguable that some of it is unnecessary. At the same time, I think when you have to go through a curriculum that pushes you in that avenue, it seems more necessary than unnecessary to me. I don't think just anybody could be a dentist just because you know how many teeth you have and you know that the enamel is on the top. You've seen enough toothpaste commercials and mouthwash commercials to understand dentistry. You see what I'm saying? No, I'm gonna need you to have some credentials because you have gone through that curriculum. So I get it on many cases. At the same time, there are instances where many people have skills and talents and abilities that will allow them to either sample college or not go at all. And many people should understand that sampling college, you still should get out of it what you came there for. But I understand now as an adult why some people don't finish. And I don't mean just because they flunked out. No. I mean they just don't finish. And they are perfectly okay with that. There are situations where you may have been going to school for business because you was already starting a business, or you inherited a business and you were already learning the ropes of it and understanding, but the college years was just to help you build upon what you already know. So some people finish, some people don't. I have a great example of a person who didn't need college to be successful, but went and sampled it to be better at what they already knew. I love music. One of my favorite artists of all time, probably top two, Donny Hathaway, the late great Donny Hathaway. Now, I'm an 80s baby. Like, I was born in 82. But I love music from the 70s. Like, man, something about the way they sang soul music. Oh my gosh, it's like it speaks to you a little bit differently. But the artistry is what I paid attention to. My top two, hands down, Stevie Wonder and Donny Hathaway. But I'm gonna highlight Donny Hathaway in this instance because it fits my example. Donny Hathaway was a child prodigy, much like Stevie Wonder was. He was a child prodigy. He could play and sing like nobody's business. And he went to Howard University. Did he finish Howard University? No. But he went there. Music scholarship, to learn more about writing, songwriting. Music theory. you know, just to hone his craft of what he already was great at doing. You see what I'm saying? But I remember watching a documentary about Donny Hathaway. And I remember one of his, I guess, former classmates, and they were just like, he had it. He had it. He said the way he could arrange, compose, and play, they said he had it. And so, in their mind, there was nothing that he needed to learn that he didn't already know. So when it was time to leave Howard, he left. He left. And rightfully so. It's almost like the school couldn't teach him anymore. He got what he got and left. And in some instances, some people are like that. They sample college and they leave. Some of them, hey, I just needed a few hours for this concentration. I didn't need another degree. I didn't need another. Even people who finish degrees say, I don't need to get a whole nother degree, another degree. I just need some concentrations. I just need post certifications. I don't need the full gambit of another degree. You get what you get. And if it's successful for you, great. Some people end up going back. But I always look to his story because in my head, if you're that great, you got what you got from it and you left. Now, could that work in today's society? Maybe so. I don't know. Seems like you have a lot of entertainment, arts, business-minded people who say, I do this straight off the sheer grit and hustle of what I believe. And they don't go to school for that. And you know, those are diamonds in the rough and they handle their business. Moguls that have come from, hey, I went to college for a year or two, studied under this person, was mentored by this person, and then I left. Okay, hey, you know, they did what they had to do. And you can't knock that. So is college for everybody? Not necessarily. Some people just need a 2-year school. Some people need 1 year of the 2-year school. Some people need 2 out of 4 years. If you're sitting on a talent and skill where you don't necessarily need college, but there's college for you to better what you do, that might be a viable option. But there are times where people just get in where they fit in, and that's it. That is it. But I always loved Donny Hathaway's story because it made me appreciate his craft even more. Like, this man was going to school for what he was already great at. And they said, hey, there's nothing that he outgrew Howard. That's what the man said. He said he outgrew it. He said, we knew it was time for him to leave. He was already being an entertainer. He was already a powerful singer. He was already a powerful piano player. This man had it. They said, there was no reason for him to stay. What more could a degree in that do for him when he was already doing what he was doing? Can't knock that. Whether it would have been for a personal accomplishment, okay, that's fine. Some people need it. There are some artists who are professors in that craft right now. Patrice Rushen, another great artist. The training that this woman has, I'm telling you, she as a professor of it, had her career, great career. Now she's on the other side of that career where she's teaching and instructing the future. So I understand. So if you have skills and talents and abilities that many people wish they have, protect it. And if you want to use that as your profession, do your very best to make that craft great. Practice when you need to practice. Learn what you need to learn. Be a mentee to someone who can help you, you know. But don't feel as though you have to have a degree in everything, because some people do not. Some people do not. And I'm okay with that. Be great. Be you. That is just amazing stuff. I just can't help but think about it again. Like, this man was that great where the people at his school even knew, like, hey, there's nothing else we could teach him. There's nothing else we could teach him. Be that great. If you're going to be great, be that great. But I'll leave that alone. That's just, but yeah, if you are a music fan, if you've never heard of Donny Hathaway, look at him. The man was just amazing. Amazing musician. Gone too soon. All right. But the man was amazing. Amazing. One of my favorites all time. Wow. Like, just we could listen to him all the time. But that's the prodigy I have in my mind. That's the sheer talent and ability I have in my mind. Like, if you are ever on that level of you're great at what you do, maybe you don't need to pursue any further in terms of academics. You probably are as great as you need to be in that moment. And everything else is icing on the cake, but you already have the cake. So go be cake. Be fluffy cake. Tasty cake. All right. And I'm going to stop right there before I make people hungry. You know, but do you need college? Maybe. Maybe not. And it's okay either way. Hope that tip helps. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.